Welcome to the Sportscast, May 30th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, and of course Periscope. If you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. And visit us on the sportscast.com. Preview number two of the NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors versus the Toronto Raptors. I'm hearing people are saying Golden State easily, worst case scenario in six games. Some people say, hey, Toronto Raptors is good at the bench. You got Kawhi Leonard. Ryan Krista knows these two teams really closely, and he's here on the Sportscast to talk to us about it. Welcome back to the Sportscast, Ryan.
It's good to be here in Santiago. Exciting night of basketball ahead of us. It's the pinnacle of... The great team that we love.
Of course. You know, the first Canadian team in the NBA Finals, they got home court advantage. How do you see this series overall?
You know, my rule in the playoffs has been cheering for everybody but the Warriors. But here they are still in the finals. Still with, you know, incredible talent advantage, whether Kevin Durant plays in the series or not. But the Raptors, they showed me a lot, you know. I didn't think they were going to beat the Bucks. They were down 2-0. They got crushed two times, you know, in Milwaukee, and they came back, you know, kind of stole game three and never really looked back to it. The series, why this, you know, was great throughout the playoffs, but it was amazing against Milwaukee, and they had an answer for Antetokounmpo, but the Golden State is a different animal, you know. Even, you know, again, without Durant, you still got to deal with Steph and Clay, and now there's a good chance you at least maybe not tonight, you know, game two, definitely, I think we'll see DeMarcus Cousins play, and we haven't even, you know, how is that going to, you know, is that going to really disturb Golden State, or is that going to be the really pushing the most guys in this series, you know, quite easy for Golden State, but I think if Clay, you know, that's his thing, you know. I think that he can keep him in most games. It's kind of like how LeBron James the last couple of years was able to keep the Cavaliers in games where they had serious talent differential between them and Golden State.
The big question is, who do you think will guard Kawhi Leonard?
So probably it'll be everybody. You know, they have two premier defenders in Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala with their length, and you know, their size, they can, you know, they can give him either one of those two players. If Durant ever comes back, I think he'll have a shot at him, too.
What do you think about Durant? Do you think, I mean, Steve Kerr, do you think, okay, he's not playing game one, but do you think he's going to play by ear, see how the series goes game by game, and maybe not even use KD if they're doing well? I mean, if it's heading towards a sweep, do you think they really need KD?
They probably don't need him. You know, I think they have more talent than the Raptors, but I still think if he's not the best player in the world, he's the second best player in the world right now. And I think he'll want to be out there. I don't think he wants to go this whole two series without him playing. And he's always kind of worried about his legacy. And I think if he doesn't play, you know, what does that mean about him? And do the Warriors really need him at all? And is this going to mean his time in Golden State's over? Those are some of those intriguing questions, not just in this series, but going forward, will have major impact on free agency.
Yeah, that's something that we have to, you know, for sure look at. I look at it as this. I really think they're going to look at game one, see how it goes. If Golden State wins game one, I don't think they'll play KD in game two. They might.
No, because then, yeah, that's a good theory because, you know, going to have a long layover, you know, before they go back to Golden State. That's another week, really, until they play there, almost. And, you know, and the worst comes in when you're the road team in, you know, game one and two, all you're really looking for is one victory, and you really got a, you know, major advantage in the playoffs, especially their home court event. Both home courts are going to be rocking. The NBA Finals, they got a great fan base. But
and also,
they would definitely be go ahead.
Also, a key thing that I see in the series is this is Kawhi Leonard's chance to face the Warriors. He's never had a defining series where he'll, you know, he's healthy and is able to take on the Warriors. Obviously, I mean, get injured. But I think this is a series for him, you know, because no one's really seen the Kawhi versus Warriors series when he was with the Spurs. They went to the Western Conference Finals, but he got injured after game one. So, you know, this could be his chance to say, hey, I could take these guys on.
Absolutely. And, this is a legacy for Kawhi. You know, it was an interesting, you know, when he got traded to Toronto, there was, when the pick a trade for the Raptors, he doesn't want to be here. You get away your best player, Mark Rosen. For a guy who will be here 1 year, and they kind of rolled the dice. And even if he doesn't stay, you know, they made it to the NBA Finals for the first time in their franchise history. So, kind of proven. But I think there's a really good chance that he stays. You know, he's a Kawhi guy, you know, kind of staying under the limelight. You know, it kind of just kind of fits into it in the Toronto.
Boogie Cousins, how much do you think the Warriors need him?
I don't know if they need him a whole lot, especially because they are getting great production out of their, multi-big men. You know, I don't think Boogie's going to play more than anybody else this year, because I don't think he's conditioned, and I don't think he's up to, playing, 30 minutes a game. I think you'll see him play 15 to 20. It's kind of like how the Warriors kind of keep rotating men in and out of the game that they're on their centers. And I think the Warriors are the best when Draymond Green is playing the center, because he's such a matchup nightmare. Even if he's not scoring, he's pushing the ball, and if your center's got to guard him, Mark Gasol has to guard him. There's no way you can keep him up with Draymond Green up and down the floor.
Could this be the series, or could this be the finals that Steph Curry finally wins the Finals MVP?
Yes, definitely. Especially if Kevin Durant doesn't play, but.
Another good reason to keep him out.
His series against the Trailblazers, 35 points in all 4 games. He was the difference, Play was up and down. Andre Iguodala was injured a lot. Without Kevin Durant, you're playing, the Warriors have a bunch of no-namers coming off the bench, Steph had to really carry them. I think your team's a lot more when Grant's not there, and just kind of watching the old flash books, they're free throwing, the ball to the stick, they push the ball up and down the court. I think much more enjoyable to watch, but that's my opinion.
Do you read into any of the rumors that Durant is selling his home in the Bay Area and buying a place in New York? Do you see any significance in that?
People are going to be always, going to be reading each and every little thing. He's going to say, I don't think anybody knows. I don't think Kevin Durant even knows where he's going. I don't think he knew that until the night before he wrote that article saying he was going to go to the Golden State over thing. But I think that if you ask anybody, most people thought, even though they said there's a chance he goes to Golden State, but he's probably staying. But now everybody's saying kind of the opposite. There's a chance he stays at Golden State, but most likely he's going to go to, the Knicks, Clippers, I think it's 50-50.
Yeah, but, that loses, his chances of winning another championship anytime soon. It feels like if he goes to New York or Clippers, it might take some time to get back into the finals. I mean, they could go to the finals, but maybe not win it.
Yeah, he's kind of following that path of, if he does see LeBron James, took a team on his back in Oklahoma City. He took them as far as he thought he could. Went and won a couple of championships with the Dream Team. James did in Miami. Now, then he went out and kind of took a team back on his back and led them, to the championship. I kind of got that thing, when he wants his legacy, that he can carry any team to a championship. And if he can carry the most storied team in the stick, back in relevancy, he'll definitely be remembered and forever for that.
Let's switch to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Last night, the St. Louis Blues defeated the Boston Bruins 3-2. The series is tied 1-1. is this going to be a close series?
It is. You know, I think these two teams are evenly matched. They're definitely hard-fought games. You know, a lot of hit physicality. These teams, you know, they don't have great big goal scores, but they're great overall teams. You know, they're gutsy, and just like last night, I think the Bruins jumped right on top of the Blues right away, but the Blues battled back and, you know, kind of stole one in overtime. That's what you got to do in the Stanley Cup, especially on the road. I guess that's because it's going 6 or 7 games. Kind of coin flip where it goes, but the Bruins definitely have a little bit more playoff experience than the Blues. So I'm going to say the Bruins kind of take it in the end, but I think it's going to be a fun game to watch.
So you think the Bruins might win the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, I'm
kind of
close.
I have a good hunch feeling they will, too. This is like their second consecutive year going, right?
Not last year. But, you know, they've been in the hunt for quite a few years, you know, this kind of core that they got going on. Within the last 6 or 7 years, they've had, you know, great regular seasons, you know, winning a couple rounds in the playoffs. But last year, the Capitals beat the Knights. Vegas Knights in the park.
What is the biggest team in Boston, you think?
I don't know if, you know, Boston supports all their teams. You could probably make a case for any one of these teams, you know?
Yeah.
They're winners. They're all winners, you know? I mean, if they didn't stop it this year, you know,
yeah.
They'll have to meet the expectations, but,
yeah,
you
like,
know, the Red Sox won the championship last year, the Patriots won, and now the Bruins are on the verge of, you know. That's all they know about winning championships in being down.
I do know the lowest support is probably the New England Revolution. I think after that would be probably the Celtics?
It's up and down. I mean, if, you know, with a big city like that, you know, it depends who you're at, you know. The Red Sox had the longest, you know, probably had the most overall fanship across the country. But, you know, the Patriots, probably got so many people are Patriots fans 20 years ago, not many people would say that. But a lot of people in the area probably jumped on, you know, bandwagon. So,
it's probably between the Celtics and the Patriots. Between the Red Sox and the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics have a long history, too, you know, winning many championships years ago. They've kind of been up and down. The Bruins have, I think they just support all their teams, you know, quite well. It's hard to say one is bigger than the other.
Wow. Let's get
but
back.
They're very lucky to be fans of those teams, so.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, you do make a point that, you know, I mean, like, Boston fans support all their teams. They like the Bruins, they like the Patriots, they like the Red Sox, but I don't mean too many Revolution fans.
No, not too many, but maybe now with Bruce Arena, they'll start jumping on.
That's quite interesting, you know, you see, you know, in like the Foxboro lunchroom, you see Bruce Arena and Bill Belichick eating lunch together.
Yeah. Oh, they're both under the Robert Kraft family of teams now, so...
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. I think it's an organization of excellence. But
and one thing that's been interesting, too, to add to that is that if you go to those games, you can see all the other teams supporting each other. You know, you saw Bill Belichick, you know, raising a banner last night, and you know, Robert Kraft there. You'll find, you know, the other teams supporting each teams in the city. It's how tall you can find all the sports teams are.
Yeah, it's true. This all companionship. You don't see that here in Miami, but hopefully that'll change in the future. Let's switch back to the NBA. The whole Magic Johnson LA Laker ordeal. This is a soap opera that I'm not surprised is happening. But what are your thoughts about the whole thing with Johnson?
Oh, I thought the most interesting part is how open he was about the culture and, you know, how. He didn't feel trust between him and Rob Pelinka, the general manager, and he thought the guy was aiming for his job. So he basically said he just didn't like it there. He wasn't having fun. It wasn't what he thought it was going to be. And, he kind of said, you know, told how good, you know, dysfunctional it really is, you know, and stories have come out about that. And not a good situation right now, especially when they're trying to land all these marquee free agents.
Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting. What happens, you know, is it LeBron with the young guys or LeBron with another, with like, you know, some stars coming in? Like, I guess they tried the young guys. It didn't really work, but they, you know, they probably have to bring in some stars.
I mean, it worked until Christmas. I mean, they had the fourth best record in the Western Conference. You know, they beat the Warriors by 30 points on the road on Christmas night. But LeBron James, so Curtis Bryant, you know, is out for 24 games. You know, in that time, they tried to trade all these players, Anthony Davis, and that kind of backfired because now these players don't want to be, don't think they're wanted. It's a mess. You know, now are they going to go after Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, or, you know, they're trying to make a trade for Anthony Davis, and they're just going to hold out until next year and hope we can save Davis. You know, it's a crazy.
Don't you think with Kawhi Leonard making it to the NBA Finals, you know, will be enough for him to stay in Toronto?
You think so, but you never know.
I mean, if they win it, then I mean, you just definitely got to consider staying. I mean,
he's such a private guy, you know, he doesn't tell anybody anything media, so.
I mean, seeing what the Lakers are like, what's happening, I think that just doesn't look appealing anymore.
No, but, you know, if you see, in the case of, like, Jimmy Butler, you know, he's going to go to whoever gets him a max contract because he's kind of ruined a lot of his reputation, you know, for coaches, organizations, last couple of years. He's kind of known as, you know, kind of a, he wants to win, but, you know, he wants to get his points. You know, kind of came into this league as kind of this underdog, you know, second-round pick. Did his hard work in defense, and kind of let the Bulls took the team on his back and kind of started good for several years. I think people are still kind of riding those hotels, you know. I don't know really how good he is. He's definitely not going to be a player who can take a team on his back right now. But if he's in a good scenario, but, you know, I think it started off the first couple of weeks of Philadelphia weren't very good. You know, I just Jimmy had been Brett Brown, the coach, but he seemed to be okay during the playoff run. So he's going to go wherever anybody, I think that's kind of known.
Yeah, which I thought Butler had, had a decent time with Philadelphia, and I think there's some sparks, but I don't know if he should stay, and maybe, you know, next year they'll have a deeper run or have a better shot, but it's, we'll see what happens with the whole Philadelphia Butler thing, but yeah, he wants a match.
You know, I think a team you got to look at right now and really turn the NBA upside down is before yesterday out of Houston saying basically the whole roster is up for trade.
Houston?
Yeah, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski, you know, that, you know, especially Chris Paul is, you know, a player they really want to move to, but probably hard to because of the contract, but any player is up to trade, you know, even if a perfect deal comes, they're willing to trade James Harden, which is saying that they're probably not going to ever trade James Harden. If somebody offers them the right deal, they'll consider anything right now.
Quite interesting. Definitely, like, this offseason, don't you think it's going to be, you know, one, like, the big off-seasons, like, you know, like, a couple of years ago, like, when Durant went to the Warriors, you think this off-season will be significant?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think, like, any off-season, that's the biggest concern. So, when Kevin Durant decides what he's doing, then you're going to see all the probabilities kind of going.
It should be a quite, you know, interesting summer.
You know, the Warriors, you know, they gotta, I don't know, it's hard, you know, again, if they do sign Durant back again, which is a good chance that could happen, you know, what are they gonna do with Clay Thompson? You know, Clay Thompson, that could, to try to be able to say three, you know, the best players in the league with failure of their contract, and they all want to be able to, you know, make a kind of a discounted first contract.
I would choose Clay over KD.
Stay with the Warriors. You'll trade the Warriors, but you want the next contract. So now you're really, really pitching the rest of the roster. Now we've got the, all those Steph's deal, Durant's deal, and Clay's deal. You still got to fill the rest of the roster. You know, the Boogie says that we can see that this year he kind of gets, you know, with his injury the prior year, he was, or Achilles injury, he was just kind of looking at his, get going, you know, and prove that, you know, what type of teammate he could be. Kind of has always had a negative stigma with him, but I definitely think, you know, he's definitely not going to be there, but how are they going to sell the rest of the roster if they have the start at all under contract, contract?
It's all about the contract and the money. Of the championships. No, some players choose championships over money, but it's a big sacrifice.
You know, the offseason sometimes is more exciting than the regular season sometimes, Santiago.
It is very, very true. NBA will definitely keep an eye on it. I think the top three teams to look at this summer will be the Clippers, Warriors, the Knicks, and also the Nets. And now you're saying Houston.
Oh, yeah, this report, I think, you know, they're probably just trying to get rid of Chris Paul. He's got 3 years for $120 million. And his age, you remember, he's the same age as LeBron James, and Green Bay, you know. There's not too many teams that are going to want to take on this contract. It is, you know, there's word the last couple of games, the Warriors series, that him and James Harden were going to really keep eye to eye, you know. They're just, they might have to give up something to get rid of Chris Paul, but, you know, that's going to help their future and build around James Harden again. Kind of Daryl Morey's MO is that he's willing to rebuild at any time, you know, as long as he's got a superstar. Obviously, James Harden has that.
We'll see what happens. We'll definitely keep that intact for the Sportscast. The Sportscast Summer Edition will definitely be all about off-season trades and off-season contracts and, of course, the draft. Summertime is probably the toughest time in sports, except if you're a baseball fan and maybe a soccer fan. But outside of that, it's all about business.
Exactly. I went to
FC
Cincinnati game the other night. Quite an atmosphere there.
I heard they had one of the best atmospheres in the MLS.
Yes, very lively, you know. Good crowd. A lot of people, about 30,000 people.
Yeah, FC Cincinnati, one of the newest franchises in Major League Soccer. And they're actually, like, their stadium isn't built yet. I think it'll be ready by next season. So definitely a good, huge fan support. And it's just not the Bengals, but it's also FC Cincinnati. And that's all they have, right? Just the Bengals and them?
And the Reds.
The Reds, yeah, that's right. They're a big team as well.
Yeah.
So, anyways, anything else before we head into predictions?
Off-season OTAs for football, basically, you know, the only news you hear out of OTAs, bad news, no one's there or injuries, so hopefully we won't hear much out of OTAs in regards to that.
Yeah, like the Browns are all like the sweetheart of the NFL.
Oh, man, they are, Santiago. Funny as I'm about to approach Cleveland, Ohio right now.
You think they win the AFC North?
If it's not this year, you're going to ask, when are they going to? I think the Ravens are kind of taking a step back. Along with the Steelers, are kind of soap opera. But sometimes, you know, when you doubt the Steelers, it's kind of when they rise up. This, you know, if they can build on last year and they've had a challenge, you know, I definitely see this team at least winning 11, 12 games this year.
be excited. Can't wait for it. Should be a good offseason. Predictions. Who do you have game one tonight? NBA Finals between the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors.
Even though I think the Warriors will win this series, I think there's a lot of emotion, especially the game being in Toronto this tonight. I'm going to go with the Raptors tonight.
Going Raptors winning game one. You know that Raptors have a good home court record.
Yeah, you know, great home court. You know, they got the super fans right there running with their sidelines.
Jurassic Park and Drake.
You know, they'll probably have mental fouls. Serge Ibaka off the bench, you know, Fred VanVleet, you know, they can get OG and Anobi back healthy, so that's going to be huge. Especially, you know, they need as many of these long defenders to be able to start depth play. That, you know, they may not win the game for you, but they'll keep you in it, you know. I just think there's going to be so much emotion here tonight. Either it's going to go negative and the Warriors are just going to crush them, or, you know, they're going to use that crowd and that adrenaline and take tonight's game one, you know. Every game is going to be hard for the Raptors, but to me, it seems like the best opportunity.
You said it, and you said the Warriors are going to win the series, but by how much?
I think it's going to be 4-2.
3-2-6. I think that's worst-case scenario for the Warriors. Could see a sweep.
It could be a sweep, but hope not. You know,
it'll be like last year. Last year was really boring.
Yeah, that first game, you know, the J.R. Smith not knowing how much time was left when he grabbed that rebound, and that was a game for the Cavaliers. They kind of missed out on that opportunity and really never had a shot to win.
Can you believe that?
Especially the Warriors have three, you know, almost. Like 2 weeks off, right? Since they last played a game.
Yeah, we should be feeling healthy for this series. And who takes game three for the Stanley Cup Finals?
St. Louis. Again, I picked the Bruins win, but I think there'll be a lot of emotion here.
They gotta win game three or game four.
Yeah, if the Bruins are gonna win, they gotta win both BCs, but I think they're always gonna come up with split here, and I think that's how Boston's going to win the series, but I think the team 3 Boston, or St. Louis will win the game.
And random question, what's the best thing to have with strawberries?
Angel food cake.
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. I like it with whipped cream, but angel food cake, I might have to shift my answer to that one.
my wife makes this really good strawberry shortcake, mixture. It's a
guy for Chicago. Mindy's right there in the car, I believe.
Yeah.
Welcome
yes,
to the sportscast.
What's your favorite thing with strawberries?
Chocolate covered strawberries.
That's not a bad one. That's not a bad one. But like that fudge that kind of like, you know, gets hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I have to rethink about it. Because I said whipped cream, but that's, like, kind of boring. You know,
that's not you, Sandy. How do y'all come out? You need something better than whipped cream.
Yeah, I think the food cake is really good. Anyways, Ryan, how can people reach you to talk to you about the Boston Bad Dog
Report on Twitter. Santiago, even though, let's go off the subject before we're done. We wish our Liberty Flames the NCAA baseball tournament after they won the Atlantic Sun conference tournament. So we're back in the limelight again here.
Hey, here you go. Liberty making ESPN again, right?
Yeah, you know, we're in the Chapel Hill region. You know, we're paired with North Carolina and Tennessee. The UNC will. So. Starting action Monday, 75 in Tennessee.
Well, there you have it. Follow us. Follow Mad Dog Report. Follow The Sportscast One. We're doing a lot more golf this year, so we'll definitely keep an eye on that. You were at the PGA Championship last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I did last, senior PGA Championship, so a lot of the old timers.
Did you see Tiger?
We had kind of tough weather, so we didn't get to see a whole lot of golf, but got to see, the big headliner, John Daly. Kind of stole the show down the way he played golf, but his outfit and his antics on the golf course. Eventually won by Ken Tiger Nebo. But it's always good for our local city to get a little recognition, and Opio, who will be hosting the regular PGA Championship in 2023.
Well, there you have it. Golf, basketball, hockey, we covered it all today. And we definitely keep letting you know. Please follow us. Go to sportscast.net for the latest podcast news and get any link developments, of course. And the world of sports still goes on and on and on. Never stops. Anyways, Ryan, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
I'm Chris Santiago. Thanks for having me, and everybody enjoy game one.
Good.